Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, beautiful humans. Welcome to episode 21 of Groversation. Now, I seem to be making a terrible habit out of beginning my episodes with apologies. So this time, I'm not going to start with an apology, but I'm going to start with a huge fucking thank you to everyone that has stuck with Groversation, even though I've missed episodes, made episodes late, and perhaps even now for putting out poor quality episodes. But I decided today in my mind that it's better to do something and try than do nothing because you're scared of failing. If you just never attempted any of the ideas you had in your life because you were scared of them being shit, what the fuck would we have? Nobody would have even invented the wheel. We wouldn't have Wi-Fi. That would be awful, wouldn't it? Fucking hell. So this episode for me is all about surrendering control. And I'm surrendering my control over something because I messed up and I have to, I guess, live with that. But I'm still putting out an episode for you guys because I want to give you something, you know? So I thought I would just, you know, chat about some of the things I've learned in my first year of podcasting and just some things I've learned in general, along with the lesson of put out something rather than not anything for fear of failure. Good beginning. But there's a few more lessons in there. It's a real short episode. Real fucking short. But it's an episode, hey? I do recommend, though, writing down lessons that you've learned from things. Damn, it's good. It feels good. Even if it's only like two or one lesson. One thing you've learned. That's something. Sometimes I'm an absolute advocate for journaling. You know, I always go on about it, but writing stuff down just makes it so much more tangible. And I really feel it. So if there's one thing you take away from this episode, it's not that Rebecca Crowe has totally lost her mind. It's that writing things down is good. All right, let's crack on. Folks, if you want to find me online, you can find me on Insta and Twitter under Cats and Crows, KatsAndCrows. I'm actually going to put up a little post on my Instagram today. I haven't put it up yet by the time I've released this episode, but I will be putting it up very shortly. And I'm going to start a little conversation. I'm going to add a little bit of humanity to social media. Let's have a chat. Let's have a chat about your day. Let's have a chat about your favorite band. Let's have a chat about what thread count your duvet is. I don't know. Let's have a little bit of human interaction. Rather than, my Instagram has turned into a bit of a battleground lately, which is good. Opening eyes is great. Having insightful chats is great. But sometimes you just need a little bit of normality. Although normal is a dangerous word, because what the fuck is normal? Another thing to plug is, of course, my club night coming up on the 12th, I believe. Nope, on the 14th of September. Yeah, this is going to be a real good one, guys. It's coming into winter again now. People are getting ready to party. So yeah, if you want to grab an advance ticket, then you need to go to tinyurl.com/dis-grace-sept-tix, T-I-X. I'll put the link in the little description below so you can click straight through. Another thing to plug, finally, is my YouTube channel. Some of you probably don't know that I actually had my YouTube deleted about 6 months ago. Oh, maybe a bit longer now. But yeah, I've started a new one. So I'm going to leave the link for that in the description below as well. Now, beautiful humans, if you wouldn't mind, if you're listening to me on iTunes, leaving me a lovely 5-star review, and if you fancy it as well, a little written review, that will help me so much. All it does is help people discover Crowversation, and that is what we want. All right, here we go. This is episode 21 of Crowversation.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world. Not represented in the media. Not treated equally online. And still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Crowversation.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Crowe, and I am a recovering perfectionist. The lessons that I've learned in my first year of podcasting are pretty standard, nothing exciting, you know? We're on episode 21 now, so this is, yeah, we should technically be on 22 or probably even 23, but I've skipped a few because of my health, because of my schedule, and because I'm really disorganized. Which does not go with my perfectionist personality one little bit. So we try and we learn. The first year of doing anything is never going to be easy. I am very guilty of thinking that everything that I do in my career is going to instantly reach the level that I am at with everything else that I've been doing for about 8 years now. Literally never going to happen. Unless I'm a prodigy, see, can't even get my words right, prodigy, which I'm not, very much not. I'm just one hardworking girl with one big old sieve for brain, see, never going to get it perfect, and you know what, that's okay. So some of the lessons I've learned in my first year of podcasting are: have a backup plan. My podcast today, or my episode plan today, fell straight through. The ass fell right out of it, and it landed on the floor in a big, messy, feathery heap. Well, I say feathery heap, that's just my life today, as I'm clearing up from something very exciting that we filmed at my house yesterday. But that is one of the reasons that I'm disorganized today. The second lesson I've learned is book people to appear or speak on your podcast way in advance. Honestly, people's lives get in the way. Life happens. And my life happens. Their life happens. Just be organized, Becca. Come on, girl. You got this. You're going to get off this very episode recording and you're going to go and you're going to book your next 3 episodes. I'm telling you now, girl. You better do it. I'm looking at you. My third lesson that I learned in my first year of podcasting is don't turn up to record your podcast when you are hungover. that goes without saying, really, doesn't it? I won't go too much into that you can guess maybe which episode it is that I turned up so hungover. It's not my best episode, and I'm absolutely gutted because I had, of course, as always, an incredible guest, and I definitely didn't do them justice. So, big old lesson I got to learn there. And the third lesson, or fourth lesson, we'll get there, is don't worry too much about all that background noise going on. Noise happens. Life happens. That's one thing that you can't control. It's difficult as a perfectionist because the things you want to control are the things you can't control. Well, for me at least. And the things I can control, my brain obsesses over doing so much that I end up not doing them. It's really, really, really frustrating. Sometimes I just worry, I get anxious, and then I think if I just don't put it out there, then it can't be criticized and it can't be wrong. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this. It does, however, lead to me creating some things that I am so fucking proud of that it's unreal and I'm so pleased. And when I do get something absolutely perfect or what I deem to be perfect enough, then it's fucking sick. It's such a great feeling. It's like ecstasy. It's joyous. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. But then when something doesn't go to plan, for example, when I was first beginning to perform, I would watch back videos of my shows that I created the first or second time that I ever performed them, and I would get this horrible pit in my stomach. Oh! Even now, when I look at photos from my beginning of my career, and I'm like, oh, what were you thinking? Did you not know what to do with your hands? And I guess I didn't. I was learning, and that's okay. In the words of Jake the dog from Adventure Time, sucking at something is the first step to being kind of good at something. So that's okay. I know everybody says it so often these days, and I say it all the fucking time, but social media is a highlight reel of our lives, and we obsess over them. I haven't posted on my Instagram in a week today, because my last post didn't hit at all. It sucked. It flopped. And that's hard for me to admit because I don't like particularly not being perfect at something. But I'm going to leave it up, you know, because that's okay. And I know it probably wasn't even me. It was probably Instagram shadow banning me. Oh, Instagram. And yeah, I know that's the truth, but will I blame myself anyway? You're damn right I will. But I shouldn't, because it's okay. Getting back on the horse after something is important. Whether it's going back to Instagram after your last post didn't perform as well as you wanted, or whether it's getting back on a fucking coach after a lorry smashes into the side of you, both of which I have done. And yeah, it's fucking scary the first time. No matter how big or how small it may be perceived by the outside world, in your mind, you could build it up to be such a huge thing, and just getting it done is so important, which is why I decided to do this episode today. This is going to be the shortest Crowversation episode that I have ever put out into the world. This is going to be the Crowversation episode that I'm least proud of. Not only because of the content and the shortness and the last minuteness, but because I didn't plan ahead and I failed. I failed something that I think is quite basic, but I guess in my first year of learning, it's something that I've got to learn, and I need to learn this lesson hard enough that I don't do it again. I've managed to get away with it until now. I've managed to pull stuff out the bag, and this time, I couldn't. And that's okay, because I'm learning. As long as I don't do it again, that's really important. Yeah. On the subject of the shortest ever episode, another lesson number 5, shall we say, in my first year of podcasting is quality over quantity. That can apply to so much of life, so remember that. But yeah. Hi. Hello. This is my shortest ever episode of Crovestation that I'm putting out into the world, and I'm putting it out into the world today, right now, because it's better than not doing one at all. Let's have a conversation, guys. Let's have a chat. I want to get to know you guys. I want to get to know how you feel about Crovestation. I want to know who you want to hear on Crovestation. I want to know the subjects you want to hear us speak about on Crovestation. Help me. I'm asking for your help, please. And I promise I will continue doing this because I am a perfectionist, but I am never going to be perfect. But I am damn well not queer. Hi, my name is Rebecca Crow, and I am a human being.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.